Okay, we're in chapter 13, verse 10. Okay? So this is according to the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? And it says, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Pasuk translates, the wicked, because of their malice, cause quarrels, but the wise take advisers. So the essential question is, that the first half of the pasuk does not have anything to do with the second half. First half is talking about wicked that have malice, malice meaning wicked intent. They always have intention to do evil. But the wise take advice. That's a separate idea. What does one have to do with the other? The answer is that the subject of the verse is malice. And according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, every human being has malice. That's a fact. Okay? That seems to be true. Okay? Now, and this pasuk is evaluating malice. And these are the two extremes. One is, the second one is that since I have malice, so let's say, for instance, as a teacher, I would want to discipline, or as a parent, I'd want to discipline my child. But because I have malice, I might discipline them in the wrong time when I shouldn't discipline them, but the malice causes me, makes me make a mistake. Or two, even if they do deserve punishment, I might give them a stronger punishment because of that malice that might sneak in. So therefore, the extreme is that whenever it comes to an emotion, any emotion that is very powerful in me, I should have somebody advising me and guiding me to help me be careful of it. And so here we're talking about malice. So we should always have advisors and guides to be able to protect myself. The opposite is a type of person that their nature is that they're looking for a fight. The truth is, such a person is rare. It does happen, but they're always looking for a fight, and they're constantly their existence is lashon hara, constantly to find fault with people and to find quarrels with people. That is the first type of person. But most of the people are in between. Like I said, the malice sneaks in, or everybody is talking lashon hara, so that becomes the license to talk lashon hara. So the thing is that everybody has malice. So therefore, the pasuk is evaluating different levels of malice, and it's just giving the two extremes. And everybody shows up, and as you know, we talk lashon hara, but there's other things in our lives, and we do start a quarrel because of our malice, but we don't protect ourselves from it. That is mostly all the other people. And malice means the intention to do evil. There's a drive, there's a desire to do evil. Everybody has the intention to do evil. This verse, this pasuk, is defining evil, a wicked person, as the person that has a desire to harm others. To hurt others. There's different aspects of wicked, but this pasuk of wicked is the desire or the intention. The intention. Malice means the intention to cause others some type of harm. There might be certain people that have totally gotten rid of their malice. It is possible. You understand? But that would be a rarity. That would be a rarity. And we're dealing with Mishlei. We're not dealing with those type of people. The question is, in what way will the advisor help you? Like, for instance, if you want to discipline, and you're working out methods of disciplining, you check it out with others, you know what I mean, to make sure that it's within the line of logic to the best of your ability. You don't have to ask every single case. You don't have to, can't deal with every single case. You understand? But at least in general, it should be discussed. And it shouldn't just jump to conclusions about or disciplining a class. Whatever it is, wherever you're in an authority and you have to control somebody. So there's a situation where the malice could come out. So you discuss methods of protecting yourself to make a decision, not according to malice, but according to what justice demands.